Hello, world, and welcome to the For Your Best Self podcast. It's cosmetic dermatologist Dr. Saluja, and today I'm proud and pleased to host our very own Dee Dee Carswell, dermatology plus plastic surgery's aesthetic nurse. On this podcast, we will talk about all things related to your best self. Well, we talk about all things related to your best self, but on this podcast, we're going to talk about hair health and the trending topics related to hair health and the things we can do to help your hair grow. So welcome back, Dee Dee.
Hey, a little about me. Space Coast native, graduate from FIT, Florida Tech, where I played Division II soccer. Go Panthers. I'm honored to have worked with Dr. Saluja for coming up on 10 years here soon. And
wow.
Then, yeah, we're super stoked on that. And
10-year anniversary.
Yeah, let's go. And if you've sat in my chair long enough, you know I have three daughters and a wonderful husband and a cute little golden doodle.
Oh, great family.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, let me start with some science. There are four phases of hair growth. The first three are anagen, catagen, and telogen. And these cover the growth and maturation of the hair and the activity of the hair follicles. Activity of the hair follicles that produce the individual hairs. During the final or the exogen phase, old hair sheds, and old hair sheds, usually a new one is getting ready to take its place. So, Dee Dee, why are these phases important? Why is this important?
So, each phase has its own timeline, which can be affected by age, nutrition, and overall health medical conditions. On average, you can expect to lose up to 100 hairs a day. So, that's a lot of hairs, and that's something I'm usually having to discuss mm-hmm. with patients. And then as well as the three contributing factors to excess hair loss, in addition to aging, nutrition, medical conditions are hormones, stress, and inflammation.
And these all affect the phases, right,
of the hair. Mm-hmm. And this is where Nutrafol wellness supplements, our most popular hair health supplements, were developed to help with these three things specifically. So, you know, tailoring back to those hormone stress and inflammation. So, for instance, there's saw palmetto for hormones. There's ashwagandha for stress, curcumin for inflammation, and then bonus, they have marine collagen for hair nutrition and strengthening as well.
So, Nutrafol wellness supplements have a few different types of categories that have these main ingredients, but then they're tailored towards men, women that are premenopausal, postmenopausal, postpartum. So we can even customize the wellness supplements according to what condition you have or sort of what stage of life you're in or what gender you are.
Exactly.
So we also recommend the Nutrafol hair serum that has peptides and plant messenger exosomes, and that hair serum is applied once a day. And you apply serums, remember, not on your hair, but directly on your scalp, because that's what we want to affect, really. If we're trying to affect hair, we want to affect scalp because the hair is growing from the scalp. That's the living part. And so you use, usually hair serums come with droppers, dropper tips. And so you use enough serum to lightly cover the areas of concern. It's good to massage the serum with your fingertips into your scalp. The goal is obviously not to rinse hair serums off right away, and you use them once daily. You know, in quick summary, and then we'll talk about this more in detail, you want to work with us to develop a topical hair health plan at home, a personalized oral supplement, and then office procedures to add to that to be most effective in managing your hair health. And we're going to review some of these topical and oral options as well as our non-hair transplant procedure shortly.
Yeah, one of my favorite analogies that I've heard is kind of like the plant with the soil, right? Same with your scalp and your hair health.
So, oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So the soil is what you want to fertilize,
exactly,
the scalp.
With your topical.
To help the plant, your hair.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing you'll often hear me say is how your home regimen optimizes your results and protects your investment. So you'll always hear us talk about at consultation the importance of doing those things at home to really, really make it worth your while when you're investing in our procedures in office as well. Depending on the severity of hair loss, I can also offer a medical office visit with one of our physician assistants. They can write the prescriptions for topicals and or oral medications when it's called for it. And that's the beauty of being part of a synergistic practice. You're not only getting you know, your aesthetic nurse. You also get a door to our MDs as well as our PAs. And that's really just something so unique about our practice that I can't emphasize enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So during your initial hair health consultation, we recommend having us review recent blood work that is hair related. And rarely, we may also take a hair biopsy that may be happened during your medical visit. So Dee Dee, tell me some more about this this blood work.
So often I'll say to patients that we'd be doing you an injustice if we don't look at your lab work. And why? Because if we're not correcting some underlying issue, will you see results? Absolutely. Could you potentially go back to baseline once we're done with your initial procedures? Yes, you could. And so we really, again, just want to optimize your results and give you the best chance for having those results. So I've had patients with undiagnosed thyroid deficiency or iron deficiency. Vitamin D is another one that's really common. So again, we just want to make sure that we're being really thorough. And by correcting the condition, we have the opportunity to really see it through.
Yeah, that makes no right. You want to kind of have all things aligned,
yes.
Right? So it's also important to have a supplement and a prescription medication review, as one of the most common causes of hair loss is prescription medication or too much of a supplement even. Another cause is prior COVID infection, and that hair loss may take 1 to 2 years to recover. And so what we do in the office, such as PRP, platelet-rich plasma, helps speed up and strengthen that recovery after an infection, or if you've had to make a prescription medication change or you discontinue it and now we want the hair to grow back healthier and faster, we recommend platelet-rich plasma or PRP. We use ProGen PRP due to its low-volume blood draw and its high yield of nutrients, hormones, and proteins extracted from that blood draw. It is the current gold standard in the industry. Dee Dee, can you walk me through what a PRP treatment day looks like?
Absolutely, I'd love to. So on treatment day, typically I first draw the patient's blood, and I'll take that tube and I put it in the centrifuge, and that spins it down and separates the plasma. While that's spinning, I go ahead and I microneedle the scalp. Currently, we use the skin pen device before injecting the PRP with a Mesmerum needle. So when I inject the PRP, I use a Mesmerum needle, which is a 3-prong needle, and that's both to cover more surface area in a shorter amount of time to decrease discomfort, as well as from a standardized standpoint, I do like it in that it also delivers evenly.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the scalp, it's different than our regular skin, right? It's thick, it's taut, it's harder to penetrate. So by microneedling the scalp prior to the PRP, we're creating these pathways, signals for it to be able to penetrate more effectively. And it's also just stimulating collagen, telling the body to really go there and respond to be more efficient with the PRP once it's injected.
Yeah, the circulation is improved
yeah.
as
so
well.
So usually I'll cover more area actually with the skin pen when I'm microneedling.
Some microneedling massage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's not for depth. It's, again, just more for even sometimes a little bit of exfoliation if a patient needs it, just to really make it so that the PRP can get in there and do what it needs to do.
Because microneedles, for people who aren't familiar with microneedling, microneedles form channels.
Yes.
In the skin, and those channels are open for a short period of time, and that allows the PRP to get into those layers and more effectively.
Definitely a higher absorption rate.
Okay, so microneedles, Mesoram or Mesoram needles. I know we're all wondering, does it hurt?
So with the scalp, discomfort can vary. You know, I often tell patients about my 2-year-old. From hearing my older child, as soon as she sees the brush, she's running away and screaming, ow, and it hasn't even touched her scalp yet, right? And we all had like that childhood friend who probably had a similar reaction. So we have lots of tools we can utilize when it comes to discomfort. Typically, I like to recommend Pronox or laughing gas, and we have that in office. This way we can avoid topical ointments and the PRP is the first and only thing to penetrate the scalp to be more effective again, once again. And you can still safely drive yourself home. So it's not like the dentist where they administer so much of the laughing gas. You actually have autonomy over it and you decide how much you do or don't need to get you through the procedure.
Yeah, it wears off pretty quickly, right?
Exactly. And of course, taking Tylenol prior to the procedure is also okay, since Tylenol specifically doesn't increase bleeding.
I've had PRP with you, for hair health, and I also think you do a great amount of talkesthesia where just your voice is soothing and that helps with the discomfort, the ambiance music, a little blanket, all of those caring, used to caring for your three girls. So that caring in the room shows through, and I think that helps the discomfort.
It does. And they'll tell me sometimes, like, I need you to talk me through it. Mm-hmm. Happy to do it. Or if you need a quiet room, I understand that too.
And
sometimes
you're proficient in it. So I think it doesn't last, the actual treatment itself doesn't last so long.
Right.
So it's over really before.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
I get that often at the end of treatment. We're done. That's it.
Yeah,
we are.
That's the best part. Yeah. How many treatments are recommended?
So initially we recommend a series of treatments, typically 4 to 6 treatments, 4 to 6 weeks apart. And that's really for true correction. And one of the things that we don't, you know, talk enough about probably on my own accord too, is the quality of hair. So it's not just about quantity of hair, but we see a huge difference pretty much very quickly with the quality of the hair too. So it looks nice, healthy, shiny, less frizzy, all of those things.
That's important. So, you know, not everyone's a candidate. For severe hair loss, we recommend hair transplantation, especially if that runs in your family. It's called androgenetic alopecia. And if you're close to balding already or more than 50% hair is gone, really think about hair transplantation. Our treatments are designed for mild, just beginning hair loss, maybe moderate hair loss, or for self-limiting conditions where we're repairing the hair health. In some of our treatment series, we recommend alternating PRP microneedling with anti-age MD hair serum or anti-age MD exosomes, and also microneedling. So why might it be a good regimen to alternate the PRP with the hair serums?
Yeah, I've actually had this come up recently where I had a patient that I recommended hair transplant to, and that patient is going through with it. So I think that's important that, you know, there's some transparency, right?
And they could see us after for maintenance.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Quite often in hair transplant, come to find, they're often offering PRP with it as well as to maintain thereafter. But you will hear me use the analogy, if I have two patients, right, one who's eating a high protein diet, fruits, vegetables, one who, you know, prefers fast, easy meals, less nutrient dense, then there's going to be variability in their plasma, right? And I can't see that from the naked eye. I can only see quantity that's yielded from the plasma. So for that reason, that's why we alternate with the anti-age MD hair specific serum. It's specifically made for hair health. And this way we have something standardized in their regimen when it comes to the plasma. Now, I do have patients that feel maybe like one works better than the other or one is less uncomfortable than the other. And so we really do customize treatment plan with that specific patient based on those things.
Yeah, the anti-age MD hair serum has growth factors and cytokine messengers because it's made from bone marrow stem cells in a clinical lab setting. And so I like how you mentioned that it's standardized and we reduce some of that interpatient variability you're mentioning. So you kind of get the best of both worlds by alternating, or at least giving both a chance to see which one works better for you.
Exactly. And cytokines and bone marrow are the big thing in the aesthetic world right now too. So they're getting a lot of, you'll just see it a lot. And so it's really important, I think, too, to be able to speak to some of that.
And I tell patients, you know, this is not, when we talk about bone marrow or stem cells from bone marrow, we're not talking about any cells. These are proteins that are made in a lab, or these messengers that are made in a lab, and they're derived from an initial set of bone marrow tissue, but you're not actually getting any tissue from any other person.
Correct, correct. Well thought out way.
How soon can someone see the results from these treatments?
So as little as 2 weeks. up to 3 months once the series of treatments is complete. And again, with the supplementation and the topicals, I have patients that feel like they see a result well enough in advance that they feel reinforced in continuing with the series. And that's really important, right? Because if you're starting with a series and you're, you know, a few into it and you feel like you're not seeing a big difference, it doesn't feel good, right? And you don't want to keep going. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's enough that people are excited and they want to keep going.
Yeah. What's normal right after treatment?
So right after treatment, you will feel small bumps. Those tend to go away pretty quickly, especially in our Florida heat.
Okay.
But those go down within like 1 to 2 hours, we typically say.
So no real recovery that way in terms of other people looking and saying, what did you
do? Yeah. People ask, what am I going to look like after? But honestly, no one else would ever know.
Okay. Okay. So we don't have to worry so much about post how you look. What do key pre-instructions include?
So we ask that you arrive with clean hair, no products, and then you wait to wash 24 hours after procedure. Often I get asked about hats, so no hats for 72 hours because there can be cleanliness variability in a hat, right? No hair color for 3 days before or 3 days after treatment, and we ask that you come well hydrated, so drinking lots of water before and the day of treatment since we're going to do a blood draw. Some other recommendations worth considering is whether or not you're getting your daily protein allotment based on your BMI. So I do tell patients to go online, you know, type in your specifics for height, weight, and all those things and figure out what protein really looks like for you in a day. You'll often find that most of us are low in our protein allotment, especially if you have any certain dietary restrictions. If you're not eating red meat, things like that, then it's really important to be cognizant of your protein intake. Again, remember it's average to lose up to 100 hairs a day. So I often have to tell patients, don't be scared to brush your hair. Of course, be gentle and be cognizant while you're brushing as well. Mm-hmm. We always say start from the bottom, work your way up. It's normal, again, to lose the hairs. So people will
associate. not brushing doesn't stop your hair from falling.
Yes. People tend to get very like cognizant of it and scared, almost apprehensive of brushing. But if you think about it, you're actually bringing the normal hair oils from the scalp down to the shaft of the hair. So it's very healthy. Again, you're stimulating blood flow, circulation, all those really good things. So I really like to reinforce that in consultation. We also discuss.
So start at the top.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. When you're bringing the oils down
when
to
you
the
bring,
hair.
Okay.
Yes. Now, when you're washing your hair, this is another thing we like to talk because we always get those everyday hair washers. That's not the best for your hair. So typically we recommend 2 to 3 times a week is really where the magic.
Yeah. And that's a typical, whereas some people can only wash in some ethnicities once a week.
Right.
And then younger sometimes wash more.
Yes.
Younger people because they have more oils.
Right.
But on average, two to three times a week. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. And then also be cognizant of how often we're coloring our hair because that's damaging to the hair. Things to think about and keep in mind when it comes to hair health.
Yeah. No, those are good things. So we're talking about PRP and microneedling serums. We do offer a treatment called Keravive scalp treatment, and it's a scalp treatment that Hydrafacial developed. The Hydrafacial company developed, and the Hydrafacial machine is used on the scalp. Why would one of our patients get a Keravive, or a patient get a Keravive treatment?
So it's a deep cleansing scalp treatment for patients with flaking, irritation, or itchiness of the scalp. So it's a really great first step for patients who are experiencing those symptoms in addition to hair loss issues. So again, using that analogy of the soil for the plant, we're taking care of the soil so that the plant can really grow efficiently. And same thing, if I get into somebody's scalp and they have buildup, then it's really hard for the PRP to get in there and be more effective. So if we get in there and get a good deep cleanse initially, I really do think it makes it way more effective.
You know, and we're talking about hair loss. you know, genetically or from medications or from deficiencies or normal aging, stress, inflammation. But there are dermatology conditions that lead to hair loss. And a lot of those conditions are diagnosed with scalp biopsy, clinical exam. And there is redness and irritation and plaques and scale and buildup. And so Karaviv is a nice cleansing treatment that goes along with some of the prescription medications people may be on for scalp diseases, for conditions that also cause
hair loss. Absolutely. And Karaviv, it comes with one of their proprietary serums, and it's specific for the scalp, and you actually get a 30-day supply of that post-treatment that goes home with you that day. So that's really nice and cognizant with the treatment itself as well.
Yeah, it works nicely in conjunction. Mm-hmm. We talked about this briefly, but who's a candidate for PRP scalp and our scalp treatments, or are there any contraindications to getting it done?
That's really nice thing about PRP being a restorative treatment. The only contraindication is pregnancy. Most commonly, our patients come to me candid in that hair is simply just their thing. Some experience significant hair thinning or loss caused by a stressful life event. Some are wanting to be more proactive in the process of aging hair. And then some have come to me after finishing chemo and even during postpartum hair loss. And so they're really just ready to get things started and get hair growth growing and feeling back to themselves. And that's, I don't take those scenarios lightly. Sharing any of our weaknesses or our flaws is a vulnerable place to be in. Hair loss specifically can be really sensitive to experience, and I don't take that for granted. I myself have experienced the difference in using Nutrafol postpartum supplement and their serum and collagen after having my second and third babies. So yeah. I didn't have it for my first, and it made a world of difference.
Yeah, yeah. Hair loss is a very emotional subject, and I think we all experience it at some level because we lose hair as we age, regardless. And then you throw on genetics and inflammation and stress and fast diets. And there's just it's a complex subject, and we sometimes focus on wrinkles and sunspots and sun damage and our skin, but hair is also a good healthy hair is also a sign of youth and vitality. So
yeah, and it's cyclical, right? Like you look good, you feel good, and that's really important, right? Mental health, we are all trying to be more cognizant of that in our daily lives too. And so you see that take place in people's lives where they see a difference in their hair or their face, and then they want to go hit the gym because they feel confident. So they want to go do those things on a daily regimen. And that's where this job is really, really beautiful. And it does have more sentiment than people tend to realize.
I want to mention that if you have healthy hair and you're just wanting to be proactive about hair loss, you can get PRP for being proactive anti-aging treatment. You can also use Nutrafol Hair Serum as a proactive treatment at home in conjunction with PRP, or if you're not ready for PRP, you can also add the oral supplement at home if you'd like to manage hair health at home. You can also use minoxidil Rogaine, is the brand name, 5% daily as a hair solution for it. It was designed for genetic hair loss, but helps in really most types of hair loss. And so that is something you can do without prescription at home. We also have some of our patients on oral minoxidil, not the topical solution, but the oral minoxidil, especially those with androgenetic alopecia, the hair loss that runs in families. And that's one of the reasons a synergistic dermatology evaluation can be helpful, because the data and the research on oral minoxidil is actually quite wonderful.
Mm, yeah, we recommended Rogaine topically for years prior to the Nutrafol. So again, I think it can be really beneficial.
Yeah, it can. And then to add to the topical, you have the oral prescription. And then people will sometimes ask me about at-home red light therapy, which is also called low-level laser therapy, LLLT. And so that can stimulate hair growth through something called photobiomodulation. I love to throw out some science words in there. So photo is using light, and we're affecting or improving your biology with the light. So home red light therapy is an option for some patients who, you know, maybe they're going to watch some TV or sit on the computer and they want to wear a red light cap. That works on, again, improving microcirculation, decreasing inflammation in the scalp. And then a trend currently is the use of exosomes in office. And there are some newer exosome products for at home that are also being used. And this is an advance in hair treatments. It's basically more potent microneedling serums and more potent at-home serums for treatment of hair loss. And really the takeaway is that there are options, and hair science is complex, and hair loss is often not a simple thing to solve, and hair health requires maintenance. And so we're here to help guide both in evaluation, diagnosis, at-home treatment options, in-office treatment options, direct you towards hair transplantation if that's really the next step. So how does a potential patient get started?
So I'd have you call our office at 321-241-1160 and mention listening to this podcast to have us waive a consultation fee for getting started on your individualized plan of care for hair health journey.
Any parting thoughts? Or do you feel like we've covered it all?
Nothing that comes to mind, but definitely a shout out to our wonderful patients that already come to see us, because you guys make it worth showing up every day.
Aw, Dee Dee's sweet, knowledgeable, experienced, kind, cares about your treatment journey and results. So Dee Dee, thank you for coming on, for ending your day early and coming on and sharing information with us. Audience, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys.
To the For Your Best Self podcast. We hope we gave you some helpful information on hair health, and we look forward to the next podcast with you. Until next time.
Until next time.